Welcome back. We are at the Smith Center. Byron Kerr joined by Greg Ritchie, GW's head baseball coach. The favorite time of the year for Greg is he's getting ready here in spring training, if you will, a little bit early. But his team starts February 15th against Tulane on the road. Hopefully it'll be nice and warm in New Orleans for you. 32 wins last year. You have to be very excited about coming back. How do you feel as you get ready for another season here in Foggy Bottom?
We're real excited to get it going. The 32-win season was a great one, but we got to build on top of that. We have a lot of the young new guys. So we're busy training right now over at the Tuck and getting ready to go to Tulane on the 15th.
Well, speaking of the Tuck, you opened a brand-new clubhouse and training facility there. Turned Tucker Field at Barcroft into one of the top baseball facilities in the nation. What's the impact of that on your program?
Well, Byron, immediately it changes the whole experience for the student-athlete, for the athlete as well. It's a bonding thing. It's a family thing. It's a home. We've been able to train 50% more.
Okay.
By having this facility with four batting cages and a clubhouse and a training room that where we can do video and do advanced scouting stuff.
Well, we got to see alumni night here for GW Baseball, and a large group was introduced during one of the media timeouts. A lot of familiar faces, a lot of guys that had a chance to play professional baseball at the top level. What does that support mean to you, especially being an alum yourself?
Well, you said it right there. I mean, being an alum and seeing these guys come back here and support us, it really touches the heart. There's a lot of men over there that have fought to make the program better and have a lot of pride in the program, and they're supporting us in our advancements.
You lost some pretty good players from last year, but you're bringing in some good players. Tell me about the makeup of your team this year.
Yeah, losing some pretty good guys. I mean, five guys go pro last year, and we're real excited for them to continue on. But, again, we have to get some new guys in. Very excited about, you know, our pitching coming back, number one.
Right.
We have some guys back from injury, Ramo and Renner. They could be the top two pitchers in this conference. We have some young guys out there with Cade Fergus and Terrain and Duran at second base. And we have two catchers that are coming back and another catcher that was injured in O'Rourke who's looking healthy now. And we got Anderberg as a JC guy and Frechette is a freshman. So, and we got Dominic D'Alessandro back and Fashnet and Brophy. And we got some guys still that are going to give us some thump in the lineup.
Who's got the best speed in the outfield? Who's got the best curveball? Who's got the best
slider? Really, that's really funny we talk about that because I still say I can outrun most of them, but they know that's not true anymore.
In your mind, though, right?
In my mind, I still go get it. But we do have about six or seven guys that can flat out get down the line. I mean, these guys are better than 6'6 runners. So we're going to have a lot of team speed again, and we're going to take advantage of that.
And you look at the inroads you've made in recruiting in your seventh season, the relationships that you've forged with high schools, academies around the nation. Tell me about some of the friendships and how those pipelines have helped GW baseball.
Well, as you probably look at our roster, it is 15 states. So our guys do a fantastic job. Rick Oliveri, Dave Lorber, who left for Stockton University as a head coach. He was a big part of making those inroads as being a recruiting coordinator. But now Rick Oliveri is a recruiting coordinator, and Chad Marshall has stepped in to take over for Dave Lorber. But as you can see, 15 states. There's a lot of connections there, and we love our relationships with people like that.
You're not afraid to play other well-known teams in baseball?
No, never.
You're going to West Virginia. You're playing Tulane. Tell me about the schedule that you put together.
Well, the schedule needs to be a competitive schedule.
Okay.
And there's a balance between having a competitive schedule and having a schedule that allows your guys to develop themselves and, you know, play good baseball. If we play good baseball and play good teams, then you're going to be better in your conference as you continue on. That's one of the goals, is play real top-notch teams and prepare yourself for playoff baseball.
So what I told my daughter at the field hockey tournament in Pennsylvania. I said, these teams are tough, but you're going to learn by playing good teams.
There's no doubt about it. You may get it handed to you every now and then as you're getting into the season because we're a northern team. And to do that, you got to play a lot of Southern teams.
And a lot of away games, right?
A lot of away games and
start out
volatile ballpark.
Yeah.
So, but it really prepares you when you got to get up there with St. Louis and VCU and Mason and all those teams and get going in conference.
And where's the tournament for the A-10? Is it on campus or where do they do it?
It's on campus. It'll be at Fordham.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Good luck, okay?
Thank you,
Monitor. We're going to come out to Barcroft and see you guys play. And wish you over 32 wins this season. How about that?
I'm for that.
All right, great.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Enjoy your evening.